Charlotte Bohannon, and this is the Five Creative Podcast, and we've got Aidan with us.
Hello.
Let's start off with just chatting about yourself.
What do I do just now? I am I'll say it in bunny quotes, graphic designer, student at Fife College, and I have my own podcast with two friends called Film Boys, the Film Boys Podcast. That's okay. The Film Boys Podcast on Facebook, on Instagram, and there's one episode this year. We've been on hiatus for a good... God, about 6 months now, while I've been doing college course, because the other two members of the podcast, Imran and Jack, Jack's a full-time nurse. Imran's a uni student. He's going to be a doctor in like 2 years. So it's really hard to get all three of us together, but once I'm finished my course, that's one of us out. So one of us is free all the time. We can organise the other two around it. It's just organising all three at once. So we're going to come back and we're going to sort of rebrand with a new logo and a look, a new sound, and better audio quality as well, and maybe a bit of a new format as well.
I think that's an interesting mix of people. You've got a full-time nurse.
Yep.
Going to be a doctor.
Yep.
And then a graphic designer.
We kind of grew up together, so we all went off on our own ways. And, we actually didn't talk for a good 3 or 4 years, and then just through friends, we actually had a hooking up and talking up again, and now we see each other all the time. We're great friends. It's
doing a podcast.
Yeah, doing a podcast together. That's a hell of a commitment. It's like a marriage.
So Film Boys is you... It's like a review, isn't it?
So what we do is... Well, the original concept is that one of us would take a movie that the other two hadn't seen, and we'd go off and watch the movie. So we'd actually sit down together and watch the film, and we would take notes while we're doing it and see how each other are reacting to the movie. And we'd come back for our second part of the review, and we would run through the movie itself and our ups and downs. We would take it through in chronological order. It was good. What we're actually going to be doing now is we're going to change the format, because we found that doing an intro, which we would normally record for a good hour, edit down to about 20 minutes, and then going off and watching a two-hour movie, and then coming back to record for another 2 hours about to get the review, was insane. It's like
a lot of editing down as well.
And if you think about all the time that you just spend messing around between actually like recording and watching the movie, you order food, you make a drink, you guys talk for a bit, and it takes like 7-8 hours to do this, and by the end of it you're exhausted and you're like, you just don't want to do the podcast the next time. So what we're going to be doing now is we're going to watch the movie before we meet up, and then just run through the intro and then record the whole thing in one. And we're getting better. I mean, as you do, you'll know this. You get better at podcasting as you go along. You come up with things on the fly, and you don't feel like you have to spend so much time going, what do we say now? Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys do the intro. I don't want to do the intro. It's awkward. So we've sort of cracked down. We're able to get sort of farm them out a lot quicker now. And I think it's going to make it more fun as well, because we're not going to be so stressed by the end of the episodes, because you get to the end of the episodes and you notice a lot of us are just... We're not making jokes. We're just trying to get to the end. There's specific episodes where we're just like, I just want this to be over. We're saying it to the microphone, which isn't great for the listener, I suppose.
No, I managed to get a couple, and it's quite funny listening to it, and there is giggles and from you guys, so it's not totally obvious.
It's one of these things where you could tell we've been friends for a long time.
So where was the idea started from?
So the idea came from... We'd been talking about doing something together, and I had a YouTube channel at the time, Reese Naden Plays Some Games, so it was me and my other friend Reese, and we did this weird sort of Let's Play channel, but we also mixed in animation and stuff, and we actually did pretty well with that. We got Florian Heismel from Binding of Isaac, we got a couple of Kickstarter guys to come on and play games with us on the show, but we kind of struggled with that one, because that was a good... 2 hours of recording the game and trying to think of stuff to do, like to say while playing the game, and then editing it. Like, editing video takes so much longer than the audio. It's not as fun. It's not as fun. Like, no. I enjoy editing audio, but it's never as fun doing it with video. But we kind of like lost our master with that, because we were getting maybe 20, 30 views of video at that point. It wasn't fun anymore. And I kind of stopped hanging with him as much, because he got really busy. He's quite successful. But then when I was hanging out with Jack and Imran, we were drinking at the pub one night, and we were like, we should start a podcast. We are the funniest people in the world.
The genius ideas of drunk people.
Exactly. We know so much about films, because we watch so many films. We don't actually watch that many films. We noticed that as soon as we started talking about these movies.
Oh, no.
We were like, oh, did you get that reference? No. I don't watch that many films. So,
I suppose that then works if you're trying to go, this reference, and then someone else is going, I've not seen that one. Watch it. Podcast. Done.
I've just
got an episode
ready.
Yeah,
putting a wee audio cue in. That's it. I has actually spawned into that before. We've been like, I've never seen that film, and then the next episode is that movie.
Yeah.
I think the first episode we did was The Room. And then at one point we mentioned somebody in the group said a Batman reference, and then we did The Dark Knight the next episode, and it kept going on like that. So it was like, oh, you've never seen True Romance? Oh, we'll just watch True Romance on the next one. You've never seen Leon? We'll watch Leon in the next one. And it sort of organically spawned off from there. But we did start the podcast one night at the pub, and a friend passed me his phone. He was like, just order the mic. Order the mic right now. I'll regret it tomorrow, but order it right now. So we bought a £150 mic, which was good price for a mic, if I'm being honest. We all put 50 quid in, and then it's like, it's almost like an engagement ring at that point. You need to keep doing the podcast.
He's already commented that my mic's not as fancy.
Ah, yeah, I've just got this really fancy mic, you know. It just really picks up my voice so well. As I said, it's like a chain we're attached together now, because we can't justify not doing the podcast.
You've spent that much money on a mic.
Yeah, and we spent that much money on the RSS feed as well, so it's like, what, 160 quid a year or something to host the videos? So, but I don't think it's that much. It's around about 60 quid something.
On what?
On our RSS feed for uploading the videos.
Yeah.
The podcasts. You know what I mean? What do you pay?
I use Anchor.
Yeah? How much do you pay?
Free.
You get it for free?
It's free, and they, like, it's amazing. Like, I don't know where my phone is right now.
Is this how we spawn for Anchor? Are we sponsoring Anchor?
Not at all. It's just a free app, but they've got loads of stuff where you can co-host with random people all over the world. You upload it onto Anchor, so
yeah.
Then that's its own little podcast listening bit. So they have lists of loads of other podcasts that you can listen to.
Right.
But also, you upload it, and then they upload it onto other things like
iTunes,
Apple and iTunes and SoundCloud and... Not SoundCloud, there's Google Music and stuff. And they have, RSS feeds and embedded links and stuff like that.
This is
cool,
it's
amazing.
This is terrible news to me. I'm paying 60 quid for Podbean to host my stuff. No shit on Podbean. Your service has been great. Maybe you should be trying to get sponsored by Anchor here, because this sounds great.
I didn't even think. So I got told about Anchor when I was in uni.
Yeah.
Like I explained just before, I'm super dyslexic and couldn't handle all the writing and the different styles of writing they were expecting. So this lecturer turned around and said, you're really good at speaking. Why not try a podcast? Oh, there's this new social media thing called Anchor. And it was so rarely, 2 years ago, it was kind of new still. So I started looking up at it and I was like, oh, I get a look. But yeah, have a look.
I'm gonna have a look.
Anchor. Okay, so we've been drunk, started doing the podcast. What was your first episode?
Our first episode was on The Room, the Tommy Wiseau movie. Recently got made into what was it? Seth Rogen and what's his name? There was a movie made about it recently. Another movie made about the production of that movie. So we started that one back in July of 2017. But anyway, that was the first episode we did, and it turned out really well. I think we're quite happy with it. It was a little bit awkward, as it would be. Editing wasn't great, because it was my first time. But it was good. It was good. So we started on that sort of, cult movie. Mm-hmm. And it was a comedy, and then we moved down to, a blockbuster with The Dark Knight, and then to, an action movie from the 90s. And we were trying to make this flow where it would be a cult movie nobody's heard of, and then a major blockbuster, and then, a guilty pleasure, and then sort of keep going, cycling around these different sort of... It never turned out that way in the end, but that was always the idea. But anyway, now that we're relaunching,
yes.
We're wanting to go back to what our first episode was and do that movie, Disaster Artist, which is based on the movie. You heard of Disaster Artist? I couldn't think of the name a couple of minutes ago.
Though. No, but so. I like the idea that you're
coming
back.
So the idea for a
full
relaunch.
Cycle.
Yeah, I thought that would be quite smart. And it was originally planned to be our 1 year anniversary episode, but we missed it. I'm almost completely sure we missed it.
Okay. So let's go into away from the podcast.
Okay.
And then graphic designer, because you air quoted.
Ooh, yeah.
Graphic designer. Why did you air quote it?
So I've been doing graphic design for 8 months, maybe. Yeah, 8 months. We'll call it 8 months. I've been doing it mostly just because it's the college course I was on, which I just applied to. Because I was told I should apply to it. And I wanted to be an animator.
Okay.
I studied 3D animation for 2 years. And I sort of on the side, I studied 2D animation, and that's where I wanted to go. But when I applied to uni in 2016, when I first left college, I never got in. I was rejected from everywhere that I'd applied to, because I'd been so full of myself and thought, oh, I only applied to Edinburgh Art College and CGCAD and all the big ones. So I never got in, and I just worked, and I was pretty sad for that year. Just worked at my part-time job, kept doing stuff, started up these two projects, and then I applied again, didn't get in again, second year in a row, didn't get into uni. And I was told about this college course at Fife College, digital media and publishing. So I just applied for it out of the blue. Thought it might be an animation course that I could do something like that in. It wasn't. It was graphic design. So I've been doing graphic design for the last year, and I've actually really enjoyed it. I've found it really enjoyable. Compared to animation, where you spend so much time to get so little, you can spend all this time and you've only got a couple of seconds animation, whereas graphic design, you get it and you can get it done in the day, and it's there. It's a lot more expressive. So that's kind of how I got into graphic design, and I guess that's what I'm trying to do now for a career.
You're away from animation.
Yeah, moving away.
Why did you, just on as a side note, what was the inspiration for animation?
Animation? Well, even that one started somewhere else, because I had started off in game design, and I moved from game design to animation, because that's the way the courses went.
I thought that would be similar.
Yeah, it was not.
No, when I think
about it, you did a little bit of art for the games design course, but it was mostly coding.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And then the animation would be like the actual...
Yeah, so it was really... I think we did maybe 4 hours of animation in the entire that year. But when I moved on and I did the 3D animation, it was a lot more fun. It was more expressive. You could do more. You could be more creative. It wasn't so much you were told this is what you have to do. You were able to make something that was your own. You could make something that completely off your head. It didn't have to be based on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the reason I kind of dropped off of 3D animation was the time it took. And it wasn't like I hated spending all that time. I hated spending all that time figuring out alpha maps and UV maps and all the mathematics stuff that I wasn't interested in. It's not what I got into art for. So when I started up in graphic design, I realized this is really what I wanted from animation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. Didn't expect to get it this way, but found what I wanted to do in a roundabout way.
There's a few people like that. Like, I know people that go into foundation courses where, obviously, foundation courses is you do like 2 weeks of everything.
Of course.
And they go in and they're like, oh, I want to do animation.
Right.
And then she went and did the 2 week animation and she was like, I hate animation. It's illustration I actually want to do. I just got the wrong word. Yeah. I've been told a lie all this time by all my teachers.
Yeah.
Because actually it's illustration.
That's where all my friends from 3D animation went. They've all gone off to do illustration or TV or something that's similar to animation. I don't think there's many of them that are still doing animation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are doing animation for games, but
it's the terminology. Like, there's so many terminologies in, like, our kind of field of work that there are lots of misconceptions.
Yeah. A lot of people, they'll start up an animation course and they'll think, a couple of weeks, I'll be Disney. It'll be great. I'll be leading in the tramp.
I'll be making them.
But you'll be fine. No, it's not. It takes 2 years to even get to the point where you're like, oh, at least I know how to render this now. At least I can save a project.
For the people that don't know, go and explain what rendering is. So rendering. I know what rendering is, but...
Rendering is when you take all the work you've done in an animation program and you render and you transfer it to, you make it into a video, you format it into a video.
Yeah.
But
like
you have to understand,
off the edges.
For 3D animation, each frame, which, oh, this is hard to explain. So it's like a video is built up by loads of different pictures, 30 pictures, 29 pictures, 29.6 pictures or whatever it is per second. And when you're rendering out a 3D image, every snapshot has to be completely created from scratch. Every pixel takes a long time. And then you've got all your effects on top of that as well. So when you're rendering all that out, it can take 6 to 10 hours. I don't really know how any more to explain it than that. But you're essentially making your animation to a video file. It's kind of, if you think about with 2D animation, where you see these old masters of 2D animation drawn on a bit of paper and then flicking it up, and then they're drawing another bit of paper, and then they're flicking it up. That's a frame. So you're making your animation into that. You're making them into frames or video files.
They use rendering in like Photoshop and Illustrator and things like that as well.
I suppose.
Like if you ever, we used to have Macs in high school, and we would get taught illustration and stuff, but they were old Macs.
Mm.
So we had Macs, but it was old Macs.
Yeah.
And they they put loads of software on it and stuff like that that it couldn't handle. So most of the time when you were like spending a full 40 minutes doing something in a class and they go, right, okay, save it, right, you render, it would crash.
Mm.
And you would lose, you would lose everything you just did in that lesson. So like every 20 minutes you had to like save, spend about 10 minutes waiting for it to save, then go back. And then there was lots of frustrated people in that class.
I miss those old computers. They're like Windows XP or Windows 95 computers. Yeah. You could just go up and you could click someone's control key and click right and it would flick their screen to the side. And you were like, oh, it's the best, right? And then you'd always have the one guy that didn't know how to fix it.
And everyone would be like, flip it upside down. And they spent the entire class like...
Or they'd be panicking. They'd be like, I've broke the fucking computer, man. I don't know what to do. Did the teacher see? Just unplug it from the back. It'll be fine. All right.
Or the other ones, like, I still do it now. Like, I work with like, a range of aged people on the staff team. And, like, some of them are, like, in the 40s. Still got, like, a Nokia 34010 phone sort of thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, see, as a, like, a quick one. You've got control C for copy and stuff. Just control W, mate. And everything just shuts down. And they're like, oh, you did. Like, you saved that, right?
Or what's the other one? Control F8 or something, isn't it? Control, I can't remember what it is, but erase or computer restart.
Yeah.
That's a good one too. Like that one. Just good little tricks you can do. Delete System 32, guys, come on.
Let's go back to you. College course, because you're with Caitlin.
Yes.
Because Caitlin spoke, Caitlin Smith, that was on episode 2. Caitlin spoke about you in her episode.
Okay.
In a positive way.
I would hope nothing bad, Caitlin.
Yeah, it was like, she was saying about the course being like really collaborative without actually being a group work.
Yeah, so
I think you were the person that lent her a mic, was one of the examples.
I might have done, yeah. Yes, yeah, I brought in a microphone from a podcast for a Christmas card brief that we did in first semester, which was very disastrous.
Why was it disastrous?
So it started off and it was supposed to be, we stop-frame animated these two elves, you know, elf in a shelf,
trying
to put up a Christmas tree, but we didn't know how to articulate them because they're made out of cotton, so they fall over. So then we, for one of them, we sort of rigged up a steel up its arse and then tried to like sort of rig its arms to keep up, and it became a disaster. What we ended up using in the end was just this little joke video we'd done for Facebook, where it was just them dancing along to the Sound of Music soundtrack, and that ended up being what they wanted. And we'd spent a good maybe 8 hours trying to make these two little characters act out, and it was terrible. It didn't work. So what we ended up doing was just we attached them to a string, had them walk along on the floor, put a little audio in them, like, so they were talking. We just played the video that we had for Facebook.
Is it disastrous in your head, like, as a designer, or did, like, the college turn around as well and be like, that's something?
That's both. Both parties said that.
Oh, really?
I would say it's a massive disaster because we spent 8 hours doing it. It was torture. And it was, like, submission day for our first semester as well. So everybody had to get stuff in as well, and we were spending all this time doing this extra brief. We just used a 2 second, well, it took, like, a minute to film it, and it was just a joke. It was a joke when we'd hooked them up to, like, through some sort of MacGyver device that we had. It was like a pole that we'd sort of got string over that hooked up to a rig inside them, and we were having them sort of walk around.
Like a puppet?
Yeah, kind
like
of.
Like an old school puppet?
Yeah, but like we could have made it so much easier, because it was like 4 different parts to like keeping this puppet up, when it was really could have just been held up by a hand. But it was just the hardest way we could have done it, and in the end we just, because we had that rig, we just made them bounce around as they danced to the Sound of Music, and that was all they wanted.
That's the designer in you. That's the designer in everyone. It's going, I'm going to make it this, and this, because it's going to be really sophisticated, and actually going back to like Geppetto days of string and like bit of cross wood would have done fine.
Every frame out, when really the simplest answer was the best answer.
Is it a bad question to say, can we get a link so we can see it, or does it not exist?
No, it does exist online. It does. I'm sure it's actually on our Facebook page, on Renegade's Facebook page.
We've already shared Renegade's info.
There we go.
Yes.
So you can just go back there. I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
I'm going to find the exact thing.
Dear God. I'm sure Caitlin could supply you with a link, aren't we?
Definitely. Caitlin spoke about that one as well, because she spoke about like you being the animator of the group, and then
That's where I got
you went really technical with like this many frames per second and stuff like that.
That's where I got my nickname. my lovely nickname that I love hearing every day.
What's the nickname?
Big Bad Bastard Aiden.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's going to catch on, isn't it?
It really is. It's, you know, that alliteration really helps.
Yeah.
But it's because I was anal about the frame count, which wasn't stuck to anyway. So, I know I can't communicate her for previous episodes, but Caitlin, the frames do matter. They really do. And you didn't stick by the guide anyway.
Maybe not listen to the episode.
I won't.
she did. Have you done it, other than like your podcasting, have you done any other side kind of gigs as a graphic designer?
So I've got a couple that are going on right now that I don't really know if I can talk about. There's a nail company in Kirkcaldy that I've got working for me. I've got work for. Yeah, so I'm doing their branding and their logos and everything, but I've sent it off and I'm waiting for approval for them to actually put it up. I suppose it doesn't really matter, it's just a small company. Lilo's Nail Factory in Kirkcaldy, I've branded everything for them. I'm just waiting for her to use it. She doesn't seem to understand how to open a zip file, so I'm just waiting for that to work.
That must have been fun to work with.
I'm just hoping she has a computer to actually get it off. That's the main one I've got going on right now. Other than that, it's mostly just college work. I can't think of any others. Oh, small...
There's no judgment. College work can take your entire life up.
The only other one I can think of is there's a small refurbishing company in Dundee that I've done their branding for. It's Horse and Tiger. They're not off the ground yet, though. They're a startup. They've not started yet.
What would you say is your favourite project that you've done?
Favourite project?
Or interesting. Could be interesting.
It would probably be Film Boys. But yeah, it'd probably be Film Boys. Film Boys is the only thing where I'd say I've had full creative control over. Like, there's not been a college there sort of controlling what I do. There's not been other major members of the team that care specifically about how every little part is done. It's three friends who we're all really like-minded and we do what we want to do. If I go to them and I'm like, hey, this might be a good idea, then they're like, yeah, go for it. If I ever wanted to have anyone into an interview, or if I wanted to go do something at a festival or anything, they'd be like, yeah, sure, we'll open the format to do that too. Like, every idea that we've sort of come up with together, we've just done. It's been fine. And it's good. It's good working with a team like that.
A little bit of a drama question.
Okay.
Like, because it's all positive. Three guys that are friends with a bit of a brotherly relationship. You ever had like a behind the scenes like argument of no, not do that?
Well, I do go back to my own trailer after the end, you know, my dressing room where I have all my green skittles.
That sounds so fancy. Oh,
if I see one,
my trailer.
If I see one red skittle in that bowl, I get so pissed off and I kick off. And you know, I need my sparkling water. I need it right from the mountains. But
damn those red skittles!
I'm trying to think of any time we've actually had an issue. I can't.
It doesn't have to be. It's just interesting.
I think that would be interesting. There was an episode that was... there was an episode that never got released.
Oh!
It was while Imran was... he was off on his holidays in India, in Bangladesh, which is where some of his family are from. So he'd gone back over there, and he was over there for 6 weeks. So 6 weeks is a long time. And we were trying to do a monthly episode. So we decided to record an episode without him. So... we tried to record Rocky Balboa, but we did it on the wrong day, I suppose, a Saturday midday, and we just started drinking at the start of it. So midway through the movie, we were like laughing and joking. We were like, oh, I've not actually listened to any of this movie yet. And then I just like, because we had a fill-in for that episode. It was my partner Angie as well. So she was also there, and she was also like laughing and joking. And I switched to this bit where I was like, I looked at the screen and I was like, I had no idea what's going on. And I started kicking off.
Oh my God.
And I don't know why I did. And I regret it. It was just a shit day. And yeah, we never got it done because we got hammered. Just absolutely hammered. That's one of two lost episodes, actually. The other one just, I forgot to save.
Did you? Oh no.
Yeah. It's...
I had an issue with Audacity, when you save it as a project, it comes up with like the actual audio. And then a wee folder that's the name and then underscore data. And for some reason, the name had changed on the data file. So I tried to click it. I don't know why. It was only like one letter. But I went to go and edit the audio from one of the podcasts and clicked on it. And it came up and it was like, oh, no.
That was missing or something, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. I have like an hour and a half worth of audio to edit for uni. I have about 2 days. What's going on? And it was like, shit. Oh, we can't find blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
that's like heart in your throat moment as well.
I want to cry.
Wow.
like, it involved, like, interviews with students. It involved interviews with, like, ACES, which is, like, a project in, that works with, like, schools in underprivileged areas. I can go back, re-record this stuff, and it was something as simple as there was a number missing from that data folder.
God. Did you remember you changed it or something? And then you
I hadn't like, changed it.
You hadn't changed it.
And I was like, okay.
See, the thing is, I don't know. Audacity gets a lot of shit. It gets a lot of shit from a lot of, like, really big podcasters. And before I started mine, I would listen to a lot of these how-to podcasts sort of things where major podcasters would be like, hey, this, and they'd always be like, don't use Audacity. Mm-hmm. Use Audition or something. So I started using Audition, and I've only ever had issues with audio editing when it came to the big names, the free software. I love Audacity. I'd go back to it. I'll admit that I get better. There are better tools in addition, but there's too much bullshit as well. Like, the only bad episode that I'd say we have up that's terribly edited is the completely sort of, you'll have some tracks coming in that are way louder and some that are way quieter, and that's our most recent episode, which is the only one done in addition.
Ah.
I think Audacity's stellar. I'd say if anyone wants to start up their own podcast, they could use Audacity for like a year. That's another thing. Adobe with its fucking... I don't know if I can swear on this. Can I swear on this?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Okay, right. that's another thing. Adobe with its massive licenses. Like, the licenses to use this sort of stuff. The only reason I can afford that is because I'm on the student license, and I need that license to pay for Photoshop and Illustrator and everything I use for my graphic design.
Oh, of course, this is, 'cause it goes under, like, everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the creative... What is it?
Creative Suite.
Yeah, that's a Creative Suite. And because it's lumped in there, I'm able to use it. I'm just taking advantage of that. But if I didn't have it, and a couple of months I won't have it because that's when my student license runs out, that's bollocks, man. Just... If you're gonna use Audition, pirate it at least, I'd say. Christ. You're just releasing a podcast for free online. You know, I don't know, I was gonna say McDonald's, but I suppose they won't have a podcast.
That would surprise me. I'm gonna Google it.
Yeah.
I was really shocked that Prince's Trust doesn't have a podcast.
No.
And they're like, they do loads of things, but they don't have a podcast.
They have a YouTube channel on that, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely have a lot of really good... See, that's the thing. A lot of these, like, older companies are starting to bring in people that were working on social media, and they were working that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've noticed a lot of local businesses, like housing companies or care homes and stuff, they're now starting to get people on to do their social media, and it is like a brand thing. So maybe everyone will have a podcast, and maybe every company will have a podcast, and can't wait for the ads of the podcast. So you need to sort of figure out new ways to advertise to people. You want to get as big of a target audience as you can, and that's one of the good things about podcasting, and that's one of the most interesting things about being a graphic designer, is it isn't just the idea of you get all this stuff, you get it on the computer and you print it out, it's done. You've also got to think about who you're marketing towards, mm-hmm. how far your reach is going to be, and where you're going to put it. So yeah, it's quite interesting. It's like a business and arts course. Quite cool.
Yeah.
Quite a cool job. I really hope I get a job in it.
Well, have you heard of service design?
No.
So service design is a fairly new concept, but they're starting, I know in Dundee they're starting to do like actual degrees in it and stuff like that. They've got a master's in it anyway. And it's basically a way of looking at a business and looking at their users, looking at the branding, looking at how service users interact with the company and being able to change it so that service users get more out of it.
All right.
So, for example, in Ninewells, in the hospital in Dundee, it was a bog-standard hospital, but now they had a lot of students go in and redesign it. And now you walk in, and it's like a high street.
Right.
You walk in, and you don't feel like you're going into a hospital. There's hospital bits, and there's signs and stuff like that, and there's doctors obviously around, but you're going in, and there's like wee benches and couches, and then there's like a doctor, Smith's, there's a hairdresser's. There's some shops, there's bright colours, you've not got like pale pink going around. It's really interesting, and if you're interested in like branding and marketing and that side of graphic design, because I know graphic design is a really big
kind of umbrella. It's very broad, yeah.
I did it in college as well. Yeah. I found it really interesting on the looking at the service user and why they're needing that service.
Yeah.
And then planning and designing around them rather than chatting with a client and going, okay, what do you want? No, I'll chat with you a bit about it, and then I'll go and speak to the people that are your clients.
Yeah, it sounds like a really
client of the client.
Interesting subject. I mean, I'll need to look more into that. That's like almost bringing all these different elements together. That's like interior design, graphic design, architecture. It's bringing everything together. That's cool. I didn't know that was even a job.
I didn't know until I was at uni, and one of our professors was like a service design person, and he helped like create the field basically. It's called Mike Press.
Right.
Genius guy. But yeah, so he spoke about it a lot, and there's like services design like weekends and stuff, and you go and I think it's like Service Jam or Gov Jam or something like that it's called. It's like a weekend where a load of people basically go and they've got a theme and they have to design something around this theme and they have to go in and out.
Yeah, I got you. Kind of like a games jam sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So, God. So that must be quite a big industry then. It's interesting I've never even heard about. Mm-hmm. The unspoken heroes of graphic design, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. No, I've done a couple of these jam things. I did GDFS Scotland last year.
Which is?
Graphic Design. People don't know. Graphic Design Festival Scotland. Isn't this like fifth year at this point now? So I did a live brief with them for 2 days. And I worked with Jamhot. Jamhot is a Glasgow-based graphic design firm. They're really cool guys. And so we did a presentation for them. We were supposed to, at the start of the 2 days, we got a random brief, and we were to work on that and to interpret it any way we want. And at the end of it, we would present to them. Whoever had the best presentation would go on and they would present to the entire festival.
Wow.
And whoever did the best presentation out of all those groups would win the sort of accolade of best up-and-coming graphic designer in Scotland, which is quite cool. Quite good to put in your CV, I suppose.
Definitely.
Yeah. Didn't quite get that one, but I did get a runner-up in our group, so I got placement with them for a day, which was pretty cool. It was really cool.
That is cool.
It was invaluable sort of experience to get from them. So I really, really was glad I did that.
You're obviously good at what you do.
I hope so.
And you're getting... there's plenty of students out there where they just do the college course and then go, oh, I'm just going to get a job afterwards. But part of like being in the field is you need to network as much as you can. You need to gain as much experience as you can out with the college course if you want to hit the ground running when you graduate.
It's the scariest part of it, but it's the most important part too.
Competitions as much as you can.
Oh my God, I'd do that GDFS again if I could. I think nearly accept students, sadly, but I'd love to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun.
I like asking this question at the end of everything.
Okay.
What would be your top tip for your field? So you could do like one for podcasting, one for like graphic design if you want.
Okay. For podcasting is just start doing it. You'll start doing it. You'll do your first episode. You'll get it edited. It'll be awkward as hell. You'll throw it up on Facebook. You'll tell everybody that you know to listen to it. You'll feel really ashamed and go red-faced anytime anyone brings it up. But then you'll want to do it again. You'll want to do it episode 2 because you'll want to improve. And then you want to keep going. And if you are going to start it, do it with some good friends. Don't do it with somebody that you don't talk to that much, or you think, oh, he's a funny guy, but he lives at the other side of the country. Do it with somebody who's a close friend that you see all the time, and you'll love it. It is a great experience. It's fun. And for graphic design, I don't know what my tip would be yet, because I'm not into it. I need a tip from someone else on how to get into graphic design, because I'm still learning, and I've only been doing it for a while, really. I mean, this course has been... I said 8 months earlier on, but it's probably been more like 6 months. And I don't feel like I know enough yet to give a tip. Maybe just learn the programs that people tell you to learn.
Okay. Thanks for coming on. No problem. Chatting. Go ahead. It's been good.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.